Mishnah Yom is for Thursday, the 16th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In previous Mishnah, we learned about three circumstances, different circumstances of a Ksuba. One is the full amount that's paid or that's written in a Ksuba for a virgin who's getting married, 200 dinar. Then you have a case of a woman who's already had relations or who's already been married. She's now a divorcee or she's a widow. And now she gets married to a new husband. She only is entitled to a ksuba of 100 dinar. And then there's the third case. There's a woman who the husband assumed she was a basula. She was a virgin. It turned out afterwards that she was a ba'ula, that she was actually lived with. She was not a virgin. Therefore, he claims that he was misled. It's a mekachtos. It's called a mistaken purchase, literally. And therefore, she loses the ksuba completely. Our mission is going to talk about cases where there is a debate and machlokes as to how much the ksuba is, and also what happens if the besulim, if the virginity is not lost, but there were relations that took place. Says the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hagodol shebal ktana. An adult male who lives with a ktana, a minor. Now, minor here does not mean what it means in other places, under 12 years old, but it means a girl who is under 3. Now, any girl under 3 that had relations, or that an adult had relations with her, the bia is not considered a bia. The relations is not considered as a proper bia. And in fact, the Chazal say that her virginity will return. The hakotan, shebal agdela, or a minor male. Now, minor male here means not under bar mitzvah, but under 9. Shebal agdela, who lived with an adult woman. Again, there's not a proper bia here, and therefore he does not destroy or does not break her virginity. Umukasates, or a woman who has been struck by an external object, a wood or something, that has broken her hymen or virginity, and she lost her besulim because of an injury. In all these cases, kusubosan mosaim, the ksuba is still 200 dinar when they get married afterwards. Dibri Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, even the case of Mukasets, where she has lost her virginity, but not through any person, not through any human intervention, even she still gets the basula, gets the dinner, like has the same dinner as a basula, and therefore she gets the full 200 dinner entitlement. The Chachamim say no. They agree in the first cases, Godel with Iktana and the Cotton with Igdola, but not Mukasets. The Chachamim say Mukasets, a woman who's been struck by some external object, ksubason, and lost a virginity that way, ksubosomone. Her ksuba goes down to 100 mone, because lepoil, in actuality, she's not a basula, even though it's not through human intervention. Mishnah Dalet. We learned earlier on in this perek that erusin, the kiddushin alone, which in the old days was done something like 12 months before the nisuin, before the chuppah, erusin does not remove a status of a basula. A girl will still retain the status of a basula under normal circumstances when it's only kiddushin that has taken place. For that reason, if she was widowed afterwards or divorced afterwards and then got married to another man, she will keep her ksuba entitlement of 200 dinar. But what happens once she's entered the chuppah? What happens where 12 months later, or nowadays immediately after the kiddushin, what happens if she's already been in the chuppah? Then, once that happens, the status of basula changes, even though there is evidence that she has, if physically she hasn't lived with anyone, it doesn't matter. Once she's been in the chuppah, the status of ba'ula means lived with, has taken over. Says the Mishnah, basula almona virusha v'chalutza min hanisoin. A woman who is a basula, she's still a virgin, she was a widow or divorcee or chalutza, but she's already been into the chuppah. But they never got to bed. They never had relations yet. Ksubosan moneh. If she now gets married to another man, her entitlement to the ksuba gets downgraded to 100 dinar. Once a woman enters a chuppah, that's it. She has a chazaka of being a bula. What's the reason? Well, the Yerushalmi gives a reason because a man doesn't want to give a ksuba that much once she's entered the chuppah. Although she hasn't lived with a man yet, it's as if they have. And furthermore, ve'ein lahen tanas pesulin. The husband who marries her cannot get up the next morning and complain to the beis din, oh, she wasn't a basula and I thought she was a basula. No, she does not lose her entitlement for 100 dinar. She will keep that entitlement. Even if the husband next morning after the wedding night says, oh, she was not a basula, I felt she was not a basula. No. Hagioris v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. A convert, a woman who's converted, a shvuya, captive, a girl who was captured, or shivcha, a maidservant that was freed. In all these cases, if they were yeseros abenos shaloshanim imachot, if they were freed from captivity or converted to become Jewish, or they were freed from being a shivcha after the age of 3, then ksubos and mane. Then whenever they get married, their ksuba will only be 100 dinar. Why? Because in that type of situation, they have a status, or they lose the status of being a basula. And for this reason, v'ein lahen tanis basulim, for this reason, the husband on his part cannot come and claim and make a claim in based in, oh, I didn't find that she was not a basula on the wedding night, and therefore she doesn't get any ksuba. He can't do that. He can't say that. She will be entitled to the ksuba, albeit only 100 dinar. Monet.